on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. You're with Paul McIntyre.
Andrew, how do you know if the timing of your medication is critical?
There's lots of ways that we can tell. Obviously, your GP might let you know when you prescribe the medication, and certainly the pharmacist should be speaking to you about this sort of thing when you collect the medication, and hopefully it's on the label as well. So there's different ways that we think about medicine, and it can be whether we want something to happen at a particular time of the day, and that might influence whether we want medicine to be taken in the morning or in the night. Yeah, definitely there's different ways that we can know that.
How important is the actual timing in between when you take your medication?
It depends on the medication. Like certainly with antibiotics, they generally are short, some of them are shorter acting, so we want to get a nice steady level in the blood, and so we want to take it at regular intervals, so between 6 and 8 hours, that sort of thing. Some pain medications, obviously, if you take them too close to each other, you might get some side effects like drowsiness or some other unwanted effects. So taking note of the time that you've taken the last dose of a pain tablet is important.
When you're at your GP's and they suggest a certain medication, what are the types of questions you should be asking about that medication?
It's important to know whether it's something that needs to be taken with food or on an empty stomach. It's also, for a number of medicines, important to know if you take, say, a vitamin of some sort, they can sometimes interfere with how medicines are absorbed. So it's important to let your GP know or your pharmacist know what other medicines you're taking, and that can help inform when you should be taking it. So they're the sorts of questions, I think, mainly you should be aware of if it's with or without food, and whether the morning or night is an important factor.